Hi there, listener. It's Matthew. You've come looking for an episode of the Children's Book Podcast, and you've found it. Hooray! But you're probably wondering why the name of the podcast has changed. After 8 years of doing the Children's Book Podcast, I began a new career as head of podcasts at A Kids Company About, where I now oversee a podcast network dedicated to producing original content that talks up to kids, centers the things going on in their world, and engages and challenges how they see the world and themselves. All of the episodes of the Children's Book Podcast are still here, but now, if you're subscribed, you'll get new episodes of Worth Noting, a kids podcast about current events, hosted by me. Something for you and the young people in your life to enjoy together. Enjoy this episode, and I hope you'll check out Worth Noting and other podcasts from A Kids Company About. Five exceptional graphic novels reviewed. It's the best book ever this week. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the best book ever this week. I'm Matthew Winner, elementary school librarian, author of the Busy Librarian blog, and host of the Let's Get Busy podcast. Here with five books reviewed. No script, no rehearsal, no lip service. Publishers send me books to review, and I share my thoughts with you. First up is Nathan Hale's Hazardous Tales book number 5, The Underground Abductor, an abolitionist tale. Nathan Hale has come to build quite a reputation for delivering outstanding nonfiction stories in his Hazardous Tales series, and book number 5 is perhaps his strongest yet. It tells the story of Harriet Tubman, the Moses of her people, who saved countless lives through the Underground Railroad. This story does such an effective job of telling that narrative through the great amount of research that Nathan Hale conducted, but also through great illustrations, so we can see history come to life. And more importantly, we can see Harriet Tubman's visions come to life. She was prone to narcolepsy and also had visions that she attributes to guiding her people to safety. And to see the visions come to life here through Nathan Hale's illustrations, through this great imagery, is really wonderful and is at times really scary. The way that death is portrayed and slavery and those threats to lives are portrayed through this illustration. It gives a driving force in this story that quite frankly left me breathless reading the book, reading about Minty's life and the incredible things that she went through to bring safety to her people, the countless times she put herself in harm's way. It's an incredible story that is going to stick with children. It's The Underground Abductor by Nathan Hale, published by Amulet Books, an imprint of Abrams. Book 2 is Fable Comics, edited by Chris Duffy and published by First Second. This is the third collection Chris Duffy has done, the first being Nursery Rhyme Comics, the second Fairy Tale Comics, and like those two, Fable Comics gathers a great number of cartoonist talent to share numerous short stories, in this case fables, bringing new art to the eyes of our readers and new stories, in some cases, to the eyes of our readers. There are familiar stories like The Fox and the Grapes and Town Mouse and Country Mouse, and ones that they might not know already, like The Dolphins, The Whales, and The Sprat, and The Dog and His Reflection. And this time around, I feel like the collection is exceptional in its quality and in the talent that is contributing to it. I found each story to be wonderful in standing alone, but also in offering a treat for the eyes and a really great, memorable fable, ones that I think kids can learn from, but also they can appreciate the format of telling a message through a fable. I really enjoyed this collection. It's Fable Comics, edited by Chris Duffy. Book number 3 is Dragons Beware by Rafael Rosado and Jorge Higuera, published by First Second. This is the sequel to Giants Beware, that wonderful graphic novel starring Claudette. Claudette returns in this story to save her father, whose legendary sword Breaker was swallowed by a dragon, and she's joined by her friends and an awful lot of adventure in this story, including sentient gargoyles, a massive fighting tree, an evil wizard. There's so much in this story and so many times that you will be at the edge of your seat, hoping that Claudette and her friends make it. And of course they do, but my goodness, is there so much to turn the page in this story and for the eyes to take in. Claudette is certainly no stranger to adventure and to danger, but Dragons Beware just turns it up to 11 and is a book that I know my students can't wait to have in their hands. I was equally excited, and I'm even more excited to be able to share it with you today. Dragons Beware by Rafael Rosado and Jorge Aguirre. Book number 4 is Sunny Side Up by Jennifer L. Holm and Matthew Holm. This is published by Scholastic Graphics. And this is the brother and sister pair that bring us Baby Mouse. This story is quite different and really something special. In the story, Sunny goes to live with her grandfather in Florida. And while she thinks it's going to be a great time spent at Disney World and having sort of adventures like that, it ends up being time at a retirement community surrounded by very old people. Not necessarily the adventure that Sunny expected, but she does end up meeting a friend who introduces her to the world of comics, which is a really cool thing, and also ends up flashing back to her brother, who has struggled with substance abuse, and while Sunny is in Florida, is getting treated for that. It's for that reason that I love the way that this story takes on sort of mature content, but does it in such a way that is perfect for students in grades 3 to 5. I think that this will give readers a chance to talk about something that they might be facing at home or that they might have experience with. If nothing else, it is definitely giving them the experience and opening their world to another side of struggle that kids face. I think it's handled, again, so well. I love that the illustrations, it's very clear that Matthew Holm did them in the way that they have the same sort of rounded and thick-lined features that Baby Mouse did. And yet the story feels much more like those middle grade novels that Jennifer Holm has published and gotten her so much recognition in the past. I love how this came together to create this story, Sunny Side Up. I can't wait for my readers to see it and for you to read it as well. And the final book to share is Last of the Sandwalkers by Jay Hostler, published by First Second Books. And my goodness, this is something unlike I've seen before, but one that I was waiting for. This is a story of a beetle civilization called Coleopolis, and they set out to a band of five beetles set out to form a new civilization somewhere else to see if there's a place that they can establish a new home because their civilization is on the brink of collapsing. Jay works as a biology professor, and the way he blends in facts about these different beetles, their species, different bugs, different animals, the way they defend against predators, the way that they find mates, the way that they are able to gather water in the desert in a place where there is no water. It's seamlessly woven into a story that is not unlike A Bug's Life, only with a great deal more adventure and danger and life-threatening situations. It's incredible. It's something that I cannot stop talking about. I love his black and white line art. I love the world that he takes us into. I love that there's a great sci-fi element woven in. Everything just works so well together, and it's a great long story, nearly 300 pages, enough that chapter after chapter we can continue on with these characters, know them really, really well, and become part of this story. Care for these characters, care for these beetles. It's amazing. I can't stop talking about it, and that is why I'm calling The Last of the Sandwalkers by Jay Hostler the best book ever this week. Way to go. As always, you can find the books reviewed in this episode in the show notes, along with the names of their authors, illustrators, and publishers. Check them out at your local library or independent bookstore, and I do hope you all have a great week. We'll be right back. We know you value what you put in front of your kids, especially when it comes to screens and podcasts. That's why we're excited to share a new podcast from our friends at Sleepiest, creating bedtime stories to help your kids fall asleep fast.
Hello, Abby here. If you've got children and find bedtime's a struggle, I'd like to tell you about Coco Sleep, a children's story podcast designed to make bedtime a dream. Coco Sleep turns a chaotic bedtime into cozy bonding time. The stories are delivered in a pace that gently slows. Rumour has it that no one's ever heard an ending. So search Coco Sleep on your favourite podcast app and let's make bedtime a dream. That's K-O-K-O Sleep, and I'll see you there.